Welcome back to another week of the A&B Podcast. It's your boy, Young Tamarack, and we're talking goats like Curry Stew. I'm here with some good people because my people is never not good. Let them know what it is, Stare.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Stare, a.k.a. the finesse fella, a.k.a. Papa Stare, a.k.a. the big homie by the stairs. And I'm back. I'm here. I'm ready to do this, so let's do it.
Yeah, man, so we're back again with another week. We missed a day because of, I'll be honest, some drunken shenanigans on my part. For anyone who's out there in the podcast world who doesn't know, if you listen to the show, I've been talking about getting my strap, and if it's up, it's stuck. All the monikers that you can say around, you know, gun violence, even though I'm not gonna take part in gun violence, but yeah, pretty much I got my first pistol. Was super excited about it. Linked up with my homie Ian. We were out in West Bubblefuck, shooting guns, man. And
I think it's having a blast.
I will say I completely understand, like, and I don't want to make it a race thing, but like you ever heard, like, you know, white people, like, they get together, they drink and then they, like, go shoot guns in, like, the woods, like, It's like cool as hell, actually. Like, it's a good time. It's a great way to pass the time. You don't even realize how much, like, time has passed by until, like, you're out of ammo and you're just like, damn, we've been shooting guns and fucking it off for a brick. So, like, it was definitely cool and just, you know, good to, you know, link up with the homie and realize that we, you know, share a similar interest in the regards of exercising your Second Amendment right, man. So that was definitely a dope thing. But like I said, I got dumb turnt. They just kept bringing the drinks.
What were you drinking?
So we were drinking Woodford Reserve.
What?
Initially.
What is that?
It's a whiskey or like bourbon or some shit. Okay. But like, yeah,
it's that mountain man shit.
No, not even. It's just like, it's like a, so like there's like Wild Turkey is like a, I think like a notch or two down like the shelves, and like Woodford is like a little higher up. So it's just like but there's like way more pricier whiskeys that you can buy. Oh, but like probably like 40 some bucks if you want to get a bottle. And I feel like it was a joyous occasion. So I was like, man, I got my first strap. Like, let's celebrate it the right way. But then also supplemented with like White Claws, which recently, I like White Claws, man. I'm not going to lie. At first I was kind of like, seltzer, alcohol, can. But after having a couple of them, you realize that great supplement to like whatever you're drinking. Because I mean, there's water in it, it hydrates you. So like, who doesn't love water? But yeah, man, other than that, it was dumb turnt. It was like the special lemonade that was made. I drank a lot of lake. Just pretty much, that's what it boils down to. Drink a lot of lake. Ate some great food. Had the sandwich called the Bobby. Very fire. But all in all, though, man, it was cool. So if anybody has any qualms with the fact that there wasn't an episode, you can feel free to blame me because, I mean, I just admitted that it was me. So I don't really know how much, like, effect it's going to have on
honestly,
me.
Honestly, after putting up the poll, I think it was enough people were like, yo, where the fuck the podcast at?
Yeah.
I was like, at least you guys noticed.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's definitely, and I'm sure that, well, I know that makes me feel good. It makes you feel good.
Yeah,
that
makes
people are checking for the pod. So let's not delay anymore and give them some content. So Alistair, man, we heard about why I didn't record, but what's been going on with you? What's shaking?
With me, just been working like on some personal shit. Like I got my LinkedIn edited, resume edited, and I'm doing it like the professionalism and trying to like really find me a new gig. Cause like, yeah, Lids is cool, but Lids is not paying. So, but it's definitely doing what it needs to do. In terms of the like LinkedIn, I think that's a tool that a lot of people should take advantage of. Me personally, you don't think so?
No, I was just doing the noise because I don't use LinkedIn. So, but no, I definitely felt
the way that you did though. Like,
yeah.
Originally, when I first got my LinkedIn, it was like a class assignment. And it was like, follow the teacher. And
oh, yeah, same.
Got an A, cool. But like, listening and linking up with Kayla's friend, Marie, she definitely put me on to like game. Like, you could really reach out to any and everybody.
Yeah, you definitely can.
And if you put the right resume out there, you can get that opportunity. I got one that's cooking right now. So, fingers crossed, we'll see.
In working on your resume, are you like, you just doing it like solo by yourself, or you got like somebody who's assisting you with like?
Nah, I got people assisting.
Okay.
I got like three now.
So okay. Yeah.
Depending on what I'm applying to, I throw it out there, and I got a couple cover letters as well. So I'm just like playing the job field, watching a whole bunch of docs and movies. I went back and because of TikTok, and was watching Drumline, and I found out it's the same movie as Stomp the Yard.
I'm not shocked. I mean,
and it's kind of like, they kind of snuck that one by us. Didn't even realize it.
I wouldn't even say they snuck it by us. I think we were just always happy to have a movie that's like very like culturally based in like, I guess, you know, the whole college, like, oh, you know, fraternities, like there's parties, like you go through like your shit, but like you're at the end of the day, like you got your friends with you and like you find a way to make it. Like we all like that like type of story. But I mean, like you said, it's the same thing.
Same movie.
But there's only so many stories you can tell in general. You know, it's just a matter of like what spin or like what like characters that you add into your story. But like, if I'm not mistaken, there's literally like five types of stories that you can tell.
I think it's seven.
But either way, it's not a really big number. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's like, okay, at a certain point, yeah, they're gonna be the same. So, but
and then, I saw American Skin.
Really, watch that. I have not checked
really,
it out.
Really good movie.
Like, I feel like either you really like that movie or you didn't like it at all. Like,
if you don't like it, I think you should.
You're racist?
But yeah. Oh. Yeah, I'd say that. Okay. Because like
I knew that's not what you were going, but I was just like,
honestly, after you watch the movie and you like see the different sides of it, it's like if you really came out of that movie, it's like, I hate this movie. It's so stupid. That's the No. You gotta have a different conversation with yourself to like dissect what's really going on. But you know, and what else? I think that's pretty much it. Sitting with, you know, being a dad and stuff. Seeing Nami. Nami's like legit walking everywhere, all over the house now.
Sounds about right.
It's kind of like her domains, and we're just like her roommates. It's
one step out of your life, man. That's just trying. No, I'm joking. Kids are forever, bro. Don't forget that. But. Nah, yeah, it's definitely about to get wild because she's gonna start moving places that you don't want her to move to, and you're gonna be like, bro, like we talked about this stuff, like, what are you doing? Good. Listen, but like she's a baby, so
she's not gonna. But she's babbling and it's adorable, and we have like whole conversations. And I'd be like, nah, not today.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, you got it. Chip.
Nah, that's probably one of like the best activities that you can do to pass the time with the kid. It's like talk to them, like they completely comprehend everything you're saying.
Exactly.
Like tell them about like, man, I've been working on the siding on my house, man. But you know, I was hoping you can give me some insight on like what you think I should do. Should I go with the speckle? And they're just like, you know what? You're right. No speckle. What was I thinking?
Nah, there's no way.
Nah, that's what's up though. Sounds like a pretty solid week. I feel like there's no other details that I can think of that I need to add into my week. I got an air filter.
Oh.
Yeah, it's right there. But I mean, you can't really see it, additions
to the cryptominal.
Yeah, but I feel like I skipped a step and probably should have got like a nightstand instead. But like, it was calling me. So I was like, man, I can put stuff anywhere, you know?
True.
But, yeah, other than that, I feel like the biggest thing that has happened recently, and we've all been, let me not say everybody, but for the most part, if you weren't under a rock, the Super Bowl passed, right? And we all watched Captain America, Tom Brady, find a way to win another Super Bowl. They put it to work. And in watching that and I think leading up to it, the great thing that everybody was talking about was, okay, so is Tom Brady going to be considered officially the greatest of all time? And not just in football or at the quarterback position, but like the greatest athlete of all time. Mm-hmm. And even hearing that question being asked during Black History Month doesn't really sit well with me. I'm not going to lie. I'm just like, why are we talking about like Tom Brady? Granted, it's Super Bowl.
I think it's more so like a respect thing. Like you want to give him that.
I think people
definitely went out like overboard and be like, oh, he's the greatest. Like there's no, because there's.
I mean, I can see why people are saying what they're saying.
You can always make the pinnacle
of anything is to be the best, and there's usually something that signifies that. So, which is the championship in this case. And Tom Brady has won it more than some franchises have
won. He's been to it.
You know what I'm saying? He's been to the Super Bowl more than some franchises. And that's just one guy, you know what I mean, out of like 32 teams. Mm-hmm. And I think the really big thing is that people focus on basketball is a sport where like one person can really like, you can really impact and change the game of what happens just because you're so dominant and you're just like that much better. And there's only, what, five other guys who are trying to stop you on the other side and you got five teammates that can help you. Mm-hmm. Football, and shit, even soccer almost to a certain point. Like, if Lionel Messi or like Ronaldo really needs to believe their input on the game to like to change the outcome of the game. Like they can do that on a consistent basis, in that. And out. Like yeah. they can put up three goals in a game, and it's like, well, shit, we know why we won. You know what yeah. I mean? But football, yes, there are players who have impacts on the game, but everybody has to really be moving in the same direction in order for your team to accomplish the goal. And if even one person is off, not on the same page, if somebody doesn't block the right way, your whole shit gonna fall apart.
Yeah.
So to be able to visit the Super Bowl as many times as Tom Brady has, and now to have done it with a different team, it's kind of just like, whoa, like, okay, so maybe like Tom Brady's the only person who could really impact a football game the way he did, in the same manner that LeBron can impact a basketball game, or the same way that MJ can impact a basketball game, or the way Messi or Ronaldo can impact a soccer game. But you just don't see that. It doesn't happen. Nah. You know what I mean? You got quarterbacks like Dan Marino who are phenomenal, who are amazing at the quarterback position, especially for the time, and still can't come away with Super Bowls. So, like, what does Tom Brady have that all these other people don't? Which is why, again, I understand why people are bringing up the conversation and saying, okay.
I mean, I think for Tom Brady, it's, like, the consistency. Because even I said it on my Stairs Greatness. Check out the page on Stairs Greatness. It's just, like,
I almost commented that it was anti-black because it was black history, but that's just me being a bastard.
No, that's right. I understand. But, like, in terms of, like, Tom Brady, it's his method. It's his consistency. Like, honestly, no matter who he has around him, the quarterback coach, the offensive coordinator, the head coach, the O-line, like, he gets it done. He's had Troy Brown, Deion Branch, and insert whoever, and he won a Super Bowl with them. He played the greatest show on turf.
None of those receivers are bad, though. Those are all come on, dog. Come on. Those are all receivers. If you were to turn on Madden at that point in time, nobody's
mid-70s.
Nobody's under 75.
But you're not throwing for a million yards.
You don't need to when you have a top 10 or a top 5 defense, though.
Oh, touche.
And that's what Tom Brady had complete teams for the most part, and he was fortunate enough to be.
But that goes back to your point. You have to have a team to be and gain that success in football.
But it's just like, okay, Tom Brady is essentially taking on the role of being a GM, right, with the moves that they made in Tampa Bay, and like they brought in players that actually literally had a significant impact.
Stupid. Why are you cutting Leonard Fournette?
Obviously, he wasn't panning out in the situation where he was at.
No, but like you gotta work around that because like
can you though?
Absolutely.
I don't think Leonard Fournette wanted to be where he was.
Oh, no, he does. Nobody wants to be in Jacksonville. But
sure.
At the same time, like if you're a GM, you have to be smarter than that to be like, I'm gonna cut this running back who's really, really good. Because I don't care what you say, he's still talented.
I mean, Leonard Fournette is good. Don't get me wrong, but you gotta remember the NFL that we live in is like. Running backs are, like, disposable. So, like, even if you were a first-round running back and you did amazing in college and you played all right in the league, like, there's another guy who can do what you do, basically. It's just that, again, Jacksonville as an organization isn't lit like that. But even, like, prime example, the running back for Jacksonville forgot his name because he was, like,
I think it's James Robinson?
Something. Literally was probably, like, in the top half of the league for rushing for majority of the season. And nobody's heard of the guy. So it just goes to show that the position is replaceable. Mm. Now, the positions that go along with your running back aren't necessarily something that you can be like, all right, well, we'll put whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to have a solid offensive line. And that's something that the Buccaneers had invested in. They spent a first-round pick on that to protect the quarterback and help with the run game. And then they already put together that stud defense that was similar to, like, defenses that – well, top five defense that Tom Brady's played with in the past. And then they went out and they got AB. They already had stud receivers. They had a whole bunch of things that Tom Brady has never even had before at his disposal. And then they add a Gronkowski in, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like the perfect storm in order for them to, you know, to be able to win a Super Bowl.
And they had the refs in their pocket.
It was a home game, man.
Like, Tom Brady starts chirping at Tyron, and then Tyron gets the unsportsmanlike conduct. Like, come on.
I want to know what they were saying to each other.
He never called him a nigga.
You think so?
Yeah. It probably slipped out, and he was like, that's why he texted me after. He was like, yo, my bad, dog. I was in the heat of the moment. I was in the heat of the moment. I'm sorry. Like,
MAGA Tom Brady, dog.
Yeah.
But you know what I also noticed? Well, actually, before we get into that, but so like we were saying, they're considering Tom Brady to be the greatest athlete of all time, right? Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that? Do you think Tom Brady at this point is can be considered the greatest athlete of all time?
No. I don't think so.
And is that based on what?
I think that's based on, like, just being an individual talent and being the best at your sport and the best. I don't think individually he's the greatest quarterback of all time. I think he's one of the greatest winners.
That's not the question, though.
That's what I'm saying. that's why I don't think he's the GOAT. If I was going to name a GOAT, I would have to put someone, and it pains me, but I have to give it up to him because he's doing his damn thing right now. I have to give it to someone like LeBron. I have to give it to someone like MJ. I have to give it to someone like Muhammad Ali. Like, people that went out on their own, dragged the team or dragged themselves to the pinnacle by themselves, out the mud.
Does anybody ever really do it by themselves, though? But, yeah. I mean, it goes back to the example we were talking about with basketball. But I don't think so, bro.
That's why I put Muhammad Ali in it. In boxing, you have to go out there every day and or every time you step into that ring, and you're putting your life on the line. And this is a different era when you were, like, multiple fights. Way more fights in a year. And we had to fight racists.
Yeah, you did have
to. Like, come on!
That should be extra motivation for you, though, to be like, nah, I'm gonna fuck this racist up.
And I'm a clown.
In my opinion. But I don't know. I feel like the number one thing we always say about LeBron is that LeBron's gone to the finals X amount of times and didn't win when he got to the finals. So I'm actually very surprised to hear you say
that. That's why I said it's surprising for me, because I personally feel like LeBron, but it's bigger than sports for LeBron too. Like, I think that's his impact on everybody in every aspect of his presence is just great. Like, he's bringing the school, like bringing.
No, the school is definitely that's
like
definitely.
The school. Like, you can't even look anywhere else and be like, yeah, the school.
But again, isn't so? I guess how are we defining an athlete though? Is probably another question that we really gotta ask.
That's true.
How are we defining an athlete?
That's true. But like, athletically, LeBron is a freak, so I can't even be like, nah, he's not an athlete. So that, because Tom Brady's not a good athlete either. Terrible 40. His arm is all right. He's just fine-tuned, and he doesn't stop fine-tuning himself, which is props to him for that. But like,
yeah, no, I mean, I definitely hear you. I just like I said, I wouldn't necessarily label Tom Brady as the greatest athlete of all time.
All right, so who would you say is the GOAT?
I mean, there's so many options.
Yeah, of course.
But I mean, when I think of an athlete, I think of somebody who's the most well-rounded, who can do. You can literally take them and place them anywhere in any sport or any environment, and they would thrive, and they would ball out.
Okay, so I'm interested to hear this answer.
So I mean, if we're gonna talk about like somebody who you could literally place in anything and like they're gonna ball, there's a couple options. For one, I want to say Wilma Rudolph, right? Okay. Because she overcame like polio, and she had like some other diseases, but like they told her she was going to walk, and like she ends up being like an Olympic like stud. And I'm just like, okay, how do you go from like zero to like superhero? You know what I mean? Yeah. But of course that doesn't get talked about a whole bunch. But I mean, also you got to think about somebody like Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson literally dominated any sport that he was in, and that's on the professional level, and probably like him coming up through like high school,
man, I would
and
like hate college, to play him.
Right? You know, every year, if you're trying to make it to like the state championship, you're gonna have to come across the Bo Jackson team, and you're probably not gonna win. And people may not really agree with this, but I think this person is a sneaky athlete that we don't talk about. But Odell Beckham.
I'm not going to put him in the GOAT because he's barely holding on to his football legacy at this point.
Bro, Odell solidified himself with the one-hand catch, bro. He solidified himself with the one-hand catch. Bro, nobody's ever done anything like that.
Well, actually, a lot of people have done things like that since then. Yeah.
In the same manner in which Odell did it?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, I've even seen it in college.
Nah.
Yeah, okay. Google Keelan Cole. That's all I'm going
to say. Nah, Odell Jones was the original, though, so it's like, yeah.
But that's the thing. It really... Like, it was, I feel like it was spectacular because the PI, but they lost that game.
And Odell can play soccer, too.
And he can run track.
And track. I don't know about his hoop game, but I'm assuming he could probably dunk. So, but realistically, though, Bo Jackson's probably the best answer for, like, you know what I'm saying, best overall athlete.
I think LeBron's a better athlete than fucking Bo Jackson, though.
You think so?
Yeah, without a doubt.
That's very possible.
Because if Bron went to the NFL, like.
I think Bron's career would have been short.
You're crazy.
It's different than basketball, bro.
Why
do you think Bo Jackson's career wasn't long? And Bo Jackson hurt himself.
That's because they didn't have the technology to.
But even so, like, your body, like, literally is getting hit every play.
Yeah.
In the NBA, that doesn't happen. You know what I mean?
I honestly, if you watch enough Bron highlights where they're doing the when he gets his and ones, like, they're literally draped on him.
It's not
the same. And it's crazy that I'm defending LeBron James, but like,
I can't believe that you're comparing driving to the lane to coming through the hole and meeting a linebacker.
What I'm saying is, if I'm running full speed,
and then you do it again after,
and then you do it again after, if I just keep having fast breaks, but
that's not how basketball is. Carrying
the squad,
we know for a fact,
but that's how LeBron's game is. LeBron's not always banging in the post, always running to the lane.
No, he's not. He literally, bro, there's literally a hole. There's highlights of him literally hitting fadeaways. Like, and like, Bam was just like, where's the shooting coming from LeBron?
Not in Cleveland.
Bro, but even so, we can look back, bro. Like, it's not the same thing as football. There's contact every single play. I just don't think his career would have been the career that, like, it would, there's no way. It's even amazing that, and people are blown away that Tom Brady's playing as long as he does. He's always been clean. He doesn't get hit as often. But, like, you see somebody like Adrian Peterson, freak athlete, you know what I'm saying? Can still tote the rock, but ain't no way he toting the rock like he was, you know what I'm saying, when he was first coming out of Oklahoma.
I don't think it's that. Oh, no, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's so not like, that far off, because he's had, what, 2-3 ACL injuries?
For sure, but that's what I'm saying. That's what happens to your body, though. You go through way more.
My man came back from an ACL surgery in the same year.
For sure.
And still tote the rock.
You go through so much wear and tear that it's more likely that you're not going to be able to make it, you know what I'm saying, multiple seasons. The lifespan of an NFL career is what, 5 years at max? So it's like,
all I'm saying is the way LeBron takes care of his body, the way LeBron athletically would be, I do not have an issue at all that, or a belief that he wouldn't be able to last in the NFL because he would be doing the same thing.
That's fair. I think the NFL is the one place where you can take care of your body and somebody can still mangle your knee. So like, it doesn't really matter.
Okay,
like you can eat a vegan diet and do all those things.
What position would you put Bron at?
In football?
Yeah. Because I've heard everyone say, tight end.
Nah, I don't see him doing very well blocking for me. Nope. Realistically, I'd either have LeBron playing receiver or he'd be a DN.
Oh my gosh. Nah, honestly, I'd put him at receiver and linebacker. I think he's lateral.
Can't see him at linebacker.
I think he's lateral. I think he's going to be all over the field, and he's going to be like almost like.
And it's just that he's too tall to be a linebacker. Like,
okay.
At 6'8", you got to have him with his hand on his ground, coming around the edge, tearing up any tackle. Or throw the ball up to him playing receiver.
Yeah.
But a tight end seems like a little bit. Well, I mean, if you're using the way they use Travis Kelce.
Yeah, but.
So I mean, I don't know if LeBron was playing. If LeBron was playing with the Chiefs, then maybe I'd see him as a tight end.
Okay. Another GOAT that could be talked about is the fact that NCAA, one of the greatest video games of all time, has finally made its announcement that it will be returning. Me personally, I am over the moon excited. Like when I got the news from my little cousin. He texted me and was like, yo, you're not even going to believe this. They finally announced it. It's coming back. And I literally had tears of joy. Like, falling down
NCAA
my face.
Is probably one of the greatest.
I think that.
The greatest games ever.
You
can't beat it.
You can't beat it.
You can't.
And as long as they don't ruin it like they did with Madden, I think that I will probably be buying it.
How did they ruin it? What do you mean how they ruin Madden?
Like
getting rid of like the game modes and shit like that? Or like.
Just like the detail in that they put into Madden. Yeah. Like, once upon a time in Madden, you had, like, a whole newspaper. You had a radio show. You had just all this enfranchisement. It's like, oh, this is really cool. So if they took away all that and they stripped it down to the basics, because you remember NCAA had
a lot of stuff. But I also think, and just, I mean, just to be fair to the people who are developing the games, I think that they got to a point where the platform was steady enough to where they could consistently do those things, and it wasn't too much of an overhaul for a change. But when the next generation of gaming came in, it was like, okay, we're going to have to strip away some things in order to provide, like, the best, like, in-game experience possible. So it's not necessarily going to be about the game modes and all those things. It's going to be about being able to play it and it feel like you're playing a real game. And I think...
But honestly, I think me as a consumer, I would take a step back. Like, I think you guys did a really good job of making it look really clean. But if you're not, like... Because every now and again, there's going to be the bugs that, like, are unexplainable with all football games. But I feel like if you take away from what gives your game... like life, like long term, besides you, I'll play you a Madden real quick. Play a game, then you're done, you're going to put it down. Like eventually you're going to put that game down no matter what. But if you really put the time and effort into the scouting, into the recruiting, into the coaching, like all that detail, That's what really made NCAA the love that everybody's been clamoring for this long.
No, and I definitely agree. I think they just were looking at it as like, okay, like at the core, what are we supposed to, what is this product supposed to do, right? It's supposed to provide people with an experience that makes them feel like they're playing or they're part of the real game. You know what I mean? Or they have control over their favorite athlete, the way their athlete moves on the field. So how can we get the most detail in terms of the way people move, the way people's faces look, the way like the way characters interact when they, you know, when they do finally clash with each other. And so it's not as glitchy. I definitely feel you, but it's just like, you got to think about like the amount of like work and time that goes into like actually developing. Like,
I don't want to hear that though. Because
of course you don't. We're consumers.
But absolutely. Like, but with a company like EA that's been doing for this long, the goal should be getting better, adding more, doing
they
more.
They did get better.
No, they did.
It's just not in the way that you wanted them to
do. No, but you can look at all types of Reddit forums and all types of Google Madden.
Yep.
Is
segments of the population.
Terrible.
Yep.
There's a large population like
but
that.
You know what happens at the end of the day? Those people still buy the game, and that's
and then they
and
put
that's
it
why
down.
They can, and that's why they can get on there and complain because they still purchase
touché,
at
touché.
The end of the day because it does what? It provides the core function that they're looking for, which is for them to be able to play.
But I feel like that's only because it's a monopoly at that point. And if you really look at business,
sure,
when they bought the licensing of the NFL, it's like, all right, but 2K's come back with one.
That's true.
So exactly like how are you really going to like make sure that no one's leaving your platform if you're not going to take care of us, the consumer? And if that's going to be the case, they're going to leave. Or they're just going to be like...
Some people will leave.
But I was talking to Donzel, and Donzel was like, yeah, this is probably my last Madden. And Donzel is an avid Madden player who picks that over coming to the podcast. So it's like...
But you also got to think, like, companies are fine with competition. That's just a part of how it goes. So, like... If you don't have competition to make you better, then I mean, what are you going to do? But I think EA, like we were saying, they've been doing it for so long and they kind of have a stranglehold on things. Yeah, there's going to be some people who depart and who are going to join and go to like 2K or whatever. But at the end of the day, they have fans that who stuck with them since Madden 99. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who are going to continue to buy Madden no matter what, just because they've done the necessary work and they impressed upon you that they are capable of providing, I guess, a product that you can look forward to every year that it gets you ready to drop. But that goes back to what we were saying earlier. He was like, you don't really care about like the whole development thing. But you, I mean, essentially you do have to care. Cause I mean, you have to look at the people who are making the game to be like, okay, like this is what like 2K does. This is why I'm going to buy that 2K platform. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's the development work and the things that they're putting into it that make you feel like, oh, this game feels so much more interactive. I feel like I'm connecting with this so much more than I was connecting with the product that Madden was making. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
All I know is if you're going to make me pay 60 to 70, it better be worth it.
We've been saying that's what I'm saying. We buy it no matter what. So unless you want to play the black college football experience, I mean, then you're gonna be buying Madden still. Shout out to Doug Williams.
Doug Williams definitely got a ring, and that is some jewelry. If I'm going to bring up another individual with some jewelry, did you hear about Lil Uzi Vert?
Yeah. The dime is cute.
It's like dime is cute.
Nah, I did hear about it. So I got a lot of thoughts about facial diamonds.
Break it down for me.
Well, for one, Illuminati. That's my first thing that I'm always gonna jump to. I just feel like it's just kind of weird, like to get like a diamond, like. And that's like the shape that, you know, like the rock, I'm saying, like the all seeing eye, you know what I mean? Like all that.
24 mil.
I don't think it's $24 million.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay. Maybe the procedure as well. You're not just going to the local piercing shop and getting
definitely
that implanted.
You're going to somebody who
who's willing to take that risk.
Yeah, for sure. But apparently. Well, I don't even think Uzi's worth $24 million.
Now he is.
That's if that's really a $24 million diamond. But yeah, I just think it's just, I don't know, man. It's just kind of, it's stupid, bro. That's the least I can really say about it. It's kind of like, I mean, it doesn't matter to Lil Uzi. Maybe it does. But I'm like, damn, Uzi, you could do, like, so much good, like, with the $24 million. But I'm like, damn, would I be doing good with my $24 million if I had it? I'd like to think so. But, I mean, it's easier for me to be on the outside and not have that money.
No. I'm not good. You can't even say that because I feel like there is so – not saying he does do anything good. Mm-hmm. But there's so many things that you can do.
Oh, Uzi could have opened this, like, 3 schools in Africa if he wanted to. But, I mean, that doesn't matter to Lil Uzi, though. Or maybe we don't know.
He could have opened a homeless shelter.
Right, but again, a part of his image and like the, I guess the rock star life that he lives, he decided to get a diamond in his face. Apparently, Sauce Walker did it first, but I'm just trying to figure out like how come nobody just like can they just like kidnap Lil Uzi and then like just take it like out of his head?
It would kill him.
The diamond, right?
Yeah.
So I gotta. That's the only thing I don't know. So like, is it a part of like is it fused into his skull now at this point, or like is it just something that like they like. I don't know. I really wish I had, like, a plastic surgeon, like, friend or somebody who, like, knew, like, a lot about what the hell that is. Because I, for the life of me, I can't really figure out how you get that to rest in your forehead, like, comfortably. Like, imagine, like furrowing your brow. Like, you got to feel that, like, in your face. Like, you definitely feel that. So
imagine washing your face every morning. Because, like, even having a tattoo, you forget it's there. You're like, oh, shit, I got a tattoo.
Yeah.
Like, you could just be like, oh, nah, man.
You're not forgetting that's there, bro.
Oh. So like.
Nah, you going to remember that.
Face palm.
If you put $24 million diamond on your face, you definitely got to remember that joint is there. I just feel like, man, that's just. It's such a waste, dog. Like, it's the biggest waste. But, I mean, I guess it's accomplished the goal that it was set out to do because we're having a conversation about a nigga putting a diamond in his face.
Do you think he did it for attention?
If not that, then what else for? Was it really just like his grandest dream of all dreams to put the diamond in his face? But like, what is putting a diamond in your face accomplish though? You know, like it doesn't provide any like health benefits unless it's like a healing crystal that we don't know about. And like, he can like shoot lasers or some shit out of it. But like,
that would be lit.
That would be dope. But like, I don't think it works that way realistically. So if it doesn't provide any of that, it's like, okay, so why? I really wanted it. Okay, cool, sure. I feel like people use that as like a way to kind of just shield off any additional questions that you can ask about the reason why somebody did something. But I think most things are rooted in something or they're connected to something. Whether it be like, oh, I like that. And I was actually having this discussion with somebody because of the silhouette challenge question that we had.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, I got a tattoo because I liked it. And I was like, I'm the same way. I got a tattoo that just because I liked it. And I felt like I didn't have any other reason. But I'm like, okay, there was something about that image or something to it that connected with me.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, it resonates with me. I want to get this and I want to get it tatted on my body. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, well, what reason is there for that outside of niggas can see the diamond in my face? Because like, he could have done it and then put a diamond in his arm. And like, who gonna know though? Who's gonna know?
I mean, you wear a sleeveless shirt. You know, it's on your arm. Boom.
He could have put the diamond in the middle of his back. He could have put it literally on his chest. He could have put it a lot of places, but he put it where? In the middle of his forehead. Which leads me to believe, one, again, Illuminati. Two, attention. Or for people to see it. I mean, but again, he's a celebrity. So, like, you got to stay relevant.
Yeah.
And a great way to stay relevant, which, I mean, actually, I feel like it's losing some steam, actually, is the diamond in your forehead. I feel like it's losing some steam. I feel like people aren't as, you know,
jostled. People aren't as loud?
No, I don't think so. But, I mean, that's just how the society we live in. Like, it's you get a week, for the most part, for your thing to be popping. And if you don't capitalize within that week to 2 weeks, then it's like, well, you missed the wave, chief. You're going to have to try to catch him next time around.
True.
That's just how the game goes. But, yeah, shout out to Uzi, I guess. And shout out to the starving children in Africa who could have benefited from that. Really appreciate it, Uzi. Really appreciate it.
Keep your head up, bro. Don't walk in dark alleys. You know, just.
I mean, Uzi ain't no skirt, though. You saw how he was punking Rich the Kid, so. Okay. I mean, you never know. You might be able to. You might really have some hands.
All I'm saying is. He's also really fast. Is that diamond really 24 mil?
Yes.
Like, come on, dog. That's more than just, oh, you ain't no punk.
I mean, but dudes walk around with like
me, you, and Ian can go get that.
You know, I just don't really want to deal with a bloody diamond on my hands. So like, you know,
it. What you mean? Chop it up.
People who look like me have suffered enough from blood diamonds. So I'm just like, nah, for real. But yeah, nah. Mm-mm. Uzi. Uzi. But in terms of attention, then that was a great question. Do you feel like you did it for attention? Like I was saying, I was having a conversation with a female follower / friend of mine. Hey. Shout out to Taylor. I don't know if she's ever gonna listen to this episode, but we were talking about my stance on the silhouette challenge, and I was saying that, hey, I feel like, you know, maybe just, you know, don't post it. And then we kind of got into a conversation about, like, how it's kind of like victim blaming to tell people, like, not to, like, post it because there's people out there who are going to do, like, dirty things for them. But I was just kind of like, I mean, I feel like we all want to be purposeful with the things that we do in our lives. Or at least we should try to be, right? Mm-hmm. There should be some intention, or there should be some purpose behind what you're doing. So it's like, okay, cool, we're doing the silhouette challenge, but are we doing it? We're doing it for fun? Okay. All right, cool. Then fun is the reason, and that is what it is, right? Are we doing it to get people to come to our channel, to bring awareness to, again, I'm going to use the hunger, like, for those hungry children? Okay. Then you have a purpose behind it. But I feel like in a lot of cases, the silhouette challenge wasn't done just because, like, it was fun. And maybe I'm biased because, I mean, I'm a man and I can't maybe relate 100% to the things that bring women joy in terms of being able to share their body and their body positivity and all those type of things. But I feel like in a lot of cases, you do the silhouette challenge to show off your goods so you can.
Why do you feel like you can't relate?
What do you mean?
Why do you feel like you can't relate in terms of, like, doing something to bring joy and, like, in terms of celebrating yourself?
Not even. I'm just saying, but, like, in terms of, like, we know how, like, women's bodies are broken down. With, you know, women have breasts, women have, you know, hips, thighs, ass, whatever it is. But I feel like men's body parts aren't objectified the way women's body parts are. You know what I mean? It's kind of just like, I got a dick. Like, who really cares? Like, nobody does, you know, except for anybody who wants to take part in it. But, like, for the most part, like, nobody cares. So it's just like, okay, well, I feel like I can't relate in that regard. Because I feel like if I were to get on and do the silhouette challenge, it would just be like, I'd be trolling for the most part if I was doing it. And then even in me doing that, I feel like, what was the purpose of me really doing the silhouette challenge?
Maybe, like, trying to show off the gun. Like, all the work you're putting in the gym, homie. Like, you know, just...
Nah, because, I feel like, again, and this is something that I've heard, like, women express before. Oh, I do, like, I put on my makeup for me. I put on my XYZ for me. So, I mean, I'm not saying you can't share those things. If you want to share them, cool. But then you need to also be comfortable with the fact that people are going to see your what you decide to share on the internet, and they're either going to react a certain way to it and comment in a certain way. And I know we want to live in this perfect world where, like, people aren't perverts and people aren't, like, but no, that's not the world we live in, bro. Like, that's just not going to be the case. And you can sit here and be like, well, we should really be coming at, like, the perverts next, you know what I'm saying, for them doing these things. And I agree, we should be. But it's like, okay, well, what's wrong with that person that led them to be behaving in the manner that's causing them to want to strip people's images to see full nudity? Maybe there's another issue going on with those people. Maybe
there's definitely something, another issue going maybe on. There's something. I feel like when people doing that far, it's like, yo, just find. I forget who we had on. I think it was Nixon, and he was like, yo, just find something better to do. Like, you really don't need to go that far. Like,
you don't.
You could do something better with your time. You could do something better with, like, your efforts. Because if you're sitting there and you're dissecting someone else's post, it's like, that takes the fun away from social media, and that's why so many people of this generation of social media have issues, and they have so, like, all these insecurities that grow.
Yeah.
Because you have people like, oh, I'm going to dissect this. Oh, you posted that. I'm going to screenshot it. I'm throwing it in my group chat. Yo, we about to rip this nigga real quick. Then when you see this person, it's like, all the things I was just rapping it about with my niggas, making fun of this person. And it's like, what's the point?
It's because we can.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what it boils down to.
And that goes back to the same people who want to post because they can, but it's like at the same time.
I just want there to be like, I just feel like people are, let me not even say people are acting shocked, but it comes across that way. It's like people are surprised and shocked. Like when that behavior is like exhibited, when people are doing like things like editing videos to take away like the filter so they can see like your full nudity. And unbeknownst to me, I wasn't thinking about it this way, but like, Steph got shook. Dudes do it for things outside of the silhouette challenge, right? Mm-hmm. So people have been doing that, and I'm just like, okay, well, like, y'all know this is what people are doing, or y'all don't know. But I'm like, maybe, like I said, maybe just, like, if you're worried about your content being viewed in that way or that manner, don't post it that way, or, like, maybe, you know, put a little bit more clothing on, you know, when you do your post. I'm a big fan of freeing the nipple. I'm a big fan of that movement in general. But, like, in some cases, it's just really taboo to see a nipple. So it's just like, you know, maybe put some pasties on or, like, or something. Like, but, like, if you're worried about that, like, I just feel like, you know, maybe just find a different way to participate in that or find a different way to share. Again, I'm not sitting here saying that women can't do that. They shouldn't be able to. I'm a big advocate for, actually, like I said, for having these conversations. I wish there were women here. But, yeah, I just feel like a lot of the time those posts go up for some specific reason related to getting some sort of attention or, like, some sort of reaction out of folks.
I feel like that was a good, mature conversation we just had.
I would say so. I mean,
look at us. We're all like, found a friend. Just going to leave me hanging?
Yeah, I'm going to leave you hanging, bro. Because we always have mature conversations, though. We're always having, I feel like to a certain extent, we always have them. Unless, like, we're deliberately not trying to be, like, mature and responsible about a conversation. But, yeah, man, I feel like...
But I do have a question, because when we first got here, Jalen and Jacoby were... talking about Sir Dakari, Sir Dak Prescott, because he was Dakari? Yeah, Dakari. You never heard of Dakari?
It's a queer name.
But they were talking about him being left off of the hype video. Do you feel like there's any? You feel like he's really about to get left off the team?
I don't want to say left off the team, but I mean it's very deliberate for you not to have your starting quarterback or who's supposed to be your starting quarterback on your hype video. But also, you can make the argument that the people who they included on the video was everybody who was a part of this season. And Dak didn't play as many games as a lot of other people. So a lot of the footage that they did have.
So you don't think he could have had footage from the first three games?
Yeah, but I mean, again, like, what you remember from the season were some of the things that
Dak was doing to carry you guys into trying to be competitive?
No, not even that. But I mean, after the first three games, like, nobody's talking about what Dak Prescott did in the first.
How many games did you guys win?
Six.
How many did Dak win?
I think
two.
One or two.
Okay.
And so one of them
was. Also, you could have got one highlight. But, you know, I'm just saying, you got your team, you know. I got my team, unfortunately. We are an absolute mess. I was talking with somebody in Lids, and, like, I think, me personally, you heard it here first. I think we got two. Maybe 3 years of being at the bottom of the NFC East, and then we'll have to bounce back and figure it out. Because
hopefully, you bounce back.
No, we will. We always do.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll allocate. We're about to ship Wentz out, unfortunately. But you know what?
You guys hired a coach who doesn't really interview that well.
I mean, but he was nervous. Not everybody's trained to be in front of everybody.
I feel like if you can sit in the office of the owner of an NFL team and explain why you deserve a job, you should be able to get on camera.
Not necessarily, because you can go to a job interview, but could you go on TV and do that same thing? It's like, it's not necessarily
true. Yeah, because my plan should have been the same as to what I had to say, because they're asking a lot of the same questions.
It can be the same, but your confidence in how you deliver that. And once you
I got the job.
Once you fuck up the first time, you go,
I just feel like, I'm like, bro, I got the job. So it's like,
we're all right, well. Smart and play smart and do smart things. It's like, yo, come on, bro. You already said smart. Like, chill out. Like, just take a deep breath.
I mean, realistically.
Relax.
It also depends on how much he prepared going into that. He may have prepared a lot more for the interview as opposed to preparing for the
honestly speaking, day. I think he already had the job from, like, Frank Wright. I feel like Frank Wright was like, yo, bro, the Eagles want you as a head coach. You know, just pull up, say this. Howie's going to be like, what? And then he's going to hire you. So I feel like that's what happened. And then it's just kind of unfortunate that I now have to waste my Carson Wentz jersey. And you know what's crazy? I knew when I first got that jersey, I was like, yo, bro, he's not gonna...
Not gonna be there forever?
He's not gonna be there forever. And he had that MVP year when I got it, and I was like, yes! And then what happened? Got hurt.
I think... I don't know. I liked Wentz coming out of...
North Dakota.
I liked him coming out of North Dakota. I thought he was going to be an Andrew Luck type of quarterback, realistically. Had size, arm strength, really mobile, actually, for a white dude. I mean, let's be honest. But, it went really south. I don't know what happened, but...
They won a Super Bowl without him. And then they built a statue honoring his backup quarterback. And he couldn't handle the constant murmurs behind him, where he had people on his own team wishing that he wasn't the starting quarterback. And eventually that noise got louder and louder, and the more people spoke on it. Then they got rid of Foles. Then they draft a quarterback. So it's like, my feelings are hurt, and I can't do this.
Well, I mean,
so he needs to sack up, though.
They drafted a quarterback just because of the consistent injuries to Carson Wentz. So, I mean,
I don't think so. I think that was more so a plan to the lack of confidence of Carson Wentz. I don't think that was more so because you don't draft
the lack of confidence in his availability. Yeah,
sure, but you don't draft a quarterback in the second round to be my backup quarterback.
Yeah, if your quarterback's always
hurt. No. You don't draft a quarterback
if your quarterback's always hurt. Yeah.
No, but see,
why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
If you, for one, like you already laid it out. He didn't win the Super Bowl for you, right?
Super Bowl,
cool.
Yeah.
Always hurt. How many seasons has Carson Wentz been on the Eagles?
Four.
Four. And out of those four seasons, how many times has he been hurt?
Three
out of four seasons. Right there.
But,
you're
almost
75% of the time you're not going to be available to play.
I would say.
Why wouldn't I pick?
I would say technically one and a half. Because he got through the majority of one season.
Bro, regardless. Either way, I'm talking about injuries in general. Like, even if you're able to go out there and play.
So then it's 4-4.
Exactly. Even if you're able to go out. So every year that you played for my franchise, you have been hurt. Why wouldn't I invest my draft pick into a quarterback?
I'm not drafting. If there's bigger holes on the team, I'm not drafting a quarterback in the second round.
But we know that it's a quarterback league. And if your quarterback is solid,
that's why you should draft a tackle. That's why you should draft some receivers. That's why you should draft a linebacker so that we can hold the off. So, like, Wentz doesn't have to do everything on his own. There's no reason, and we already talked about this. There's no reason our wide receiver room was led by some 34, 35 year olds.
Nobody names the offensive linemen. Nobody cares about them, and that's my point.
That's not true. The first thing the Cowboys did for like 5 years,
they signed
the best line.
Yeah, for sure.
We're the best line.
For sure.
And
if we turn on SportsCenter, bro, the only reason that they're ever talking about the offensive line is because of
great protection.
What? Is because their quarterback has this. Like, for example, if the quarterback hasn't been sacked, like, rarely in comparison to any other quarterback, they may bring up that, like, a stat like that. But for the most part, we're getting on here where Russell Wilson, the plays that Russell Wilson made, the plays that Tom Brady made, the plays that XYZ made, because they had quarterbacks that can make plays. If you end up drafting a bunch of offensive linemen and you put a quarterback that's mediocre, what's going to happen to your team?
I think
you're not going to win games, bro.
You
need somebody who can push the ball downfield, somebody who can extend plays.
Yeah,
and
Jalen
Hurts
and
does
Wentz can do that as well. But what I'm saying is,
you said what?
I said Wentz can do that.
Yeah, but
as you mentioned,
the number one knock on Wentz, like I said, Wentz is the fact that what he's always hurt.
Yeah, but we'll figure something out.
And it's not even that. It's not even like he's hurt due to the fact that like the blocking is so poor. It's because sometimes he be holding the ball too long, or sometimes
because nobody's getting open. If my number one and two receivers are not on the field, and then you draft a first round receiver who's not on the field, that makes three out of the probably, what, seven you're carrying
on the roster.
So how come
when Jalen Hurts came in, they were able to win?
They still lost. It doesn't
matter. When he played against the Saints, how come they were able to beat the Saints with the weapons that he had?
Because he played Taysom Hill, and that's the only reason.
Oh, so your quarterback matters?
No.
Okay. No. That's
no,
fine.
Taysom Hill is not that guy. Get out of here. If you beat Drew Brees, all right, that's saying something. But, like, you beat Taysom Hill.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
Nope.
He would have lost to Jameis, too.
Nah, he wouldn't have. He wouldn't have. They were going to beat the Saints. You know why?
Because it was just their time.
Nah. Yeah. It's because at that moment.
Because all I'm saying is, he beat the Saints, but he lost every other game.
That's fine.
No, it's how is that fine? It's okay to lose.
No, I'm not saying it's
and
okay
throw,
to lose.
And, like,
I'm just saying in general, your man was drafted in what position? You said in the second round, right?
Second round.
And he was drafted to come in and do what?
Be a backup quarterback.
If you're the backup quarterback, your job is to be the starting quarterback if the starting quarterback is gone, right? And so what happened was, Wentz ended up not being there because, as always, he's always fucking hurt. Which you know how happy I would have been if I would have drafted Jalen Hurts after Wentz got injured? Because I would have been like, bro, I've seen this movie before. I've literally watched this happen to us.
But
and what happened?
The reason why it happened that way is because we had a younger receiving room. Like, it may have only been 2-3 years, but if I'm 32 and I'm 35, it's a big difference as a wide receiver. That's all I'm saying. I don't have Aguilar. I have Jalen Reagor.
Yeah.
I don't have. I don't. What?
Speedster.
They're both speedsters. But who would you rather have? Nelson Aguilar or Jalen Reagor?
Neither.
Exactly. You said neither? Guess what? We had them both. We had them both.
Nelson Aguilar did his thing in Oakland, though.
He did.
Got his hands
out there. I think that's probably enough sports talk.
Sports Talk 980.
Let's just end this episode. And you know how we end this episode, Rash?
Hey, you can get with this.
What?
Or you can get with that.
Okay.
You can get with this, but A and B is where it's at.
Ooh, that was clever. That was clever. Are you ready? You ready?
Always.
All right. Let's.
Always.
Let's get it. Live the same day over and over, like Groundhog Day.
Yikes.
Or never sleep again.
Oh, man. That sounds awful. Nah, bruh. Damn! Give me the same day every day, because you can't really function as a human being not sleeping. You'll die. Okay. So.
Invisibility or super strength?
Invisibility.
Okay, okay. Better catalog, Ludacris or 50 Cent?
Oh, that's a tough one.
So I do mine.
Luda.
Okay, okay. FaceTime or texting?
FaceTime.
Who do you have a better chance of sparking with and holding your own, Wiz or Snoop?
I don't want to spark with either of them. I feel like it's sport at that point. You know what I'm saying? Snoop, because he's getting on in years, maybe he's getting tired. I don't know, bro. Like, because I feel like Wiz them put, Snoop put people under the table too. Man, realistically, can I just like not pick an option of those two? Can I just like, oh, hey guys, I'm just going to post up over here.
I'm just going to post up. You
know what I mean? And like chill a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Who's the better co-host of a sports show? Shannon Sharp or Stephen A?
Nah, Stephen A, bro.
Oh! Skill!
Nah, only reason I say that is because Stephen A has the classic line of, who was on crack? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a classic. You can't beat that, bro.
Okay. And last one. Last one. Beyonce or Rihanna?
Beyonce. Rihanna.
What? Which one is it?
Beyonce. Well, I mean, yeah, Beyonce, man. Nah, yeah, Beyonce. She's the queen bee, bro. She, I mean, I'm.
Damn. You seem really torn about that.
I am. Rihanna.
Final answer?
No. Give me, because I mean, I'm thinking like Beyonce definitely, you know what I'm saying? She had us checking up on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rihanna had us pondering the replay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She has Fenty. They both got like their clothing shit going too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, damn. Yeah, Beyonce. I'm going to have to go with the queen on this one.
Okay.
She paved the way for there to be a Rihanna. So,
yeah. Really, okay.
I like that. Was tough.
Oh, yeah.
That last one was tough. So is that a question, too?
This is that. Every week, trying to get better.
Yeah. Well, with that being said, Alistair, is there anything we want to leave the people with? Maybe your stairs to greatness?
Absolutely. It's been short and sweet. Trust the timing of life. Boom. You can follow me on Instagram, Stairs to Greatness. Make sure you follow our podcast page, AMB Period Podcast. Shout out to my man Andy starting his first commercial.
I did see that.
Yeah, my man and I glossed on.
I was like, damn, this nigga back strong as shit.
And if you want to use the promo code to the
we've been lifting hella big girls, man. I tell you.
All right. Promo code is Andy, ANDI10. You get 10% off of the beard cream gel that he was advertising. Shout out to my man Andy. And yeah, let's all be great, guys. You know, thanks for tuning in. Sorry we weren't there on Monday, but you know, we'll be back to normal real soon, real soon. And always, like I say, and end the podcast with, we're the vehicle, y'all the wheels. We're not going nowhere without y'all. But I appreciate that you rolling with us. Boom. Throw to you, co-host.
Thank you so much. And with that being said, yeah, man, appreciate y'all for listening. I don't really have anything profound to say. Yeah, I'm hungry. So there's that. I'm going to have to eat some lunch pretty soon.
Go to the Hunger Tamer.
It's pretty late. Ah, yeah. We're opening again on Friday.
Hey.
So, yeah, but with that being said, as always, we play music from a local artist or artist that we are fucking with. I'm sorry. And shout out to Jiggy on his new project. I listened to it the other day, and he was right. He definitely does get very deep and personal. So if you do have a moment, definitely check out the project.
Right into the pod.
And to end this episode, I'm going to play I'm Gonna Get It Done. Be About Your Money.
I'm Gonna Get It Done.
This has been another week of the AMB Podcast. Appreciate y'all for listening.
We out.
Peace.
Your money, that's how you get rich. Be about your money, be about your money. Run up the digits and stick to the script. Run it up. Be about your money, that's how you get rich. Be about your money, be about your money. Run up the digits and stick to the script.
Run it up.
Broke out of no work and I made that shit stretch. Talking in coke, gotta watch for the feds. Pay your debts before they turn to threats. Know how it is when it come to that bread. You know how I be, I'm keeping it G. Look, ain't gonna let nobody play with me. I don't work for free, so pay the fee. We ain't in court, so don't cop a plea. Used to be innocent, call and collect. Gotta stay sharp like a razor Gillette. Do this with ease, I ain't breaking the sweat. Got you bouncing like a bad check. Created my own wave like the sea. Ain't worried about you, so don't worry about me. Minding my business, just sipping my tea. Got a hip in the neck with no numbers on tree. I was trapping stupid hard out here, really trying to get rich. I got homies like Shaquille at the free throw. They tossing bricks. Got my people rooting for me, so there's no chance that I quit. Ain't your bitches like my boxers, cause she y'all up on my dick. Way back when. They ain't wanna see me shine way back when. Now I'm in a stretch, made back with my friends. Chicks slapped up when they hop in the bands. Way back when. They ain't wanna see me shine way back when. Now I'm in a stretch, made back with my friends. Chicks slapped up when they hop in the bands. Be about your money, that's how you get rich. Run up the digits and stick to the script. Real hustlers make anything flip. Be about your money, that's how you get rich. Run up the digits and stick to the script. Real hustlers make anything flip. Be about your money, that's how you get rich. Run up the digits and stick to the script. Real hustlers make anything flip. Up all night cause I need the ends. In hot pursuit of them Benjamins. Ain't nobody gon' stack it for me. Me, myself, I is who I depend. So on, yeah I'm on. Phone keep chirping so I gotta keep working. On to the next one. If she act like she ain't with the plans, and you know I'm swerving. The money don't sleep, so I'ma get it even when I'm asleep. That's thinking ahead, ain't thinking about no one, ain't thinking about me. Who shall I fear? On probation and a steal, motherfucker police. Stay in the bank, stay with a plug on everything, get to know me. Saw what I wanted and got it. Rather have paper than lint in my pocket. Till death do us part when it comes to these commas. Dollar bills on my conscience, I promise. Sprint forward, they keep printing it. Anything I get my hands on, I flip. True hustler, making plays. Work, move fast, re-up, come quick. Bout them dollars, I go hard for the bag. Mind on the money, want mom in the jag. Need my whole family to flex. For all the days we ain't had shit. Somehow we made it, we managed. Trap booming, now they know what my name is. Bounce back like good crack. Getting famous like Amos. Be about your money. That's how you get rich. Run up the digits and stick to the script. Real hustlers make anything flip. Be about your money, that's how you get rich. Run up the digits and stick to the script. Real hustlers make anything flip. Be about your money, that's how you get rich. Run up the digits and stick to the script. Real hustlers make anything flip.